Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
He's a plumber.
Rudy's Plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruined It's for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Who's he going to whack this morning, Rudy?
Good morning. Hello to you, Ditson. Hello to you, Roo. I have to make this pretty sharp because I've parked in the handicapped spot out the front of the building.
Oh, no, Rudy.
Because there was nowhere else to park, and I put the ute there, and any parking inspector would know that, you know, handicapped people aren't often tradespeople.
No.
So
that's a no-no. You can't do that, Rudy.
No, so that's why I'm going to make this quick.
All right, go for
it
then.
Get into it.
I hope you don't think bad of me.
Too late. Righto, what are you reviewing this week?
Today, I am reviewing Studio 10.
Studio 10.
Oh, yes, a daily marathon for the mind that runs from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon. But it feels like what it must be like when you're struggling for breath at the end of your life. It's painful and it goes on forever. Somebody needs to put a pillow over the face of this show and end it. Sarah Harris, along with her band of oddbods, mentals, and losers, presents some headline news, issues of the day, interviews, and general chit-chat on this morning show.
Yeah.
But it's a morning show that should be spelt with a U, because it's death to your brain cells.
Oh, no.
The panel is made up of Kellyanne Kennelly,
yep.
Amanda Bishop, Denise Drysdale, Ding Dong, Denise Scott, and Joe Hildebrand. Now that Arda Buttrose has left the show to head up the communist mouthpiece that is the ABC, the average age on the panel has dropped sharply to 71. Poor young Sarah Harris probably goes home and has a few sherries and watches the Antiques Roadshow just to feel a little bit younger again. When I watch the show, I like to play a game called How many members of the panel are wearing Tinas or Depends? Because it smells like urine. Number one nana on the show, Kellyanne Kennelly, has covered herself in glory recently, being accused of racism by Yumi Stones.
Yep.
You know Yumi, she's the one that won MasterChef. And then last week, Kellyanne followed up by saying, let's run over protesters. Good on you, Nan. Then there's Joe Hildebrand, who is a vacillating, squirming, right-wing, left-wing, liberal journalist tool. Joe looks like a Jewish comedian, but he's not funny or clever, so he can't be. My favourite segment on the show are the infomercials with Jonathan Coleman. And when your favourite segment includes a has-been who's obese and a casual nudist, you know you're in trouble. The weirdest thing is they replay this mess on 10 Play. I mean, haven't they suffered enough? I hate Studio 10. Goodbye.
How many stars?
No stars in this black hole. Just, it'll stretch you out and break you in two.
Good on you, Rudy.
Rudy, go and shift your car, please. We'll see you next week, Rudy.
See ya.
See you later, Rudy. Head off for the weekend. Dits, it's not far away from your chance to win $5,000 in the Ruber contest.
We've got two names now.
That's right. Two more $500 ones and a $5,000 cash grab if you can get all four right in the back of my Uber. Hang around for that one.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.